From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Last weekend was a big one at the movies, the biggest ever, in fact, topping $250 million. And that's thanks in large part to the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight. Until now, last year's Spider-Man 3 held the record for the biggest opening numbers. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, the film industry's been in a bit of a slump, so how good is this news?
Well, you're right. Overall, this year, theater attendance is off about 4%. And that's due in part to changes in the way that films are distributed. More and more people are getting their movie fix on their computers or their cell phones. Or they have these great entertainment systems at home and they just wait for the DVD. But this weekend's record box office shows that summer is still a great time to issue a blockbuster. People are on vacation, kids are out of school, you can get families into the theaters all during the week. And Amir Mallon, an entertainment industry analyst with Qualia Capital, says this is all good for Hollywood because the audience probably saw three or four previews for upcoming films, and it reminded people what they like about going to the movies.
I went to see the film this weekend, and there was a lot of applause at the end. So it kind of validates the theatrical experience, and that's always good for the business. Especially coming now, it's evidence that the theatrical experience and the film business in general is really recession-proof.
John, I have not seen this movie yet, so don't give anything away. But can you tell me how exactly this Batman movie pulled off this record-breaking draw?
Well, of course, Batman is a hugely popular franchise to begin with, and the film did get very good advance reviews. It was shown in 4,000 movie theaters over the weekend. There's an IMAX draw. It was shown on these huge screens at almost 100 IMAX theaters. And then there was the curiosity about Heath Ledger's performance. He died 6 months ago after finishing his role as the Joker in the movie, and Amir Mallon thinks Ledger was a very big draw.
I'm an Academy voter, and I would be very, very surprised if he didn't get a posthumous nomination. And relative to the other performances that we'll probably see through the end of the year, wouldn't be surprising if he wins Best Supporting Actor nomination as well.
Dark Knight was a Warner Brothers film, so what does all of this mean for the studio that produced it?
Well, Warner had been, they had a great spring with Sex and the City, but its summer movies, Speed Racer and Get Smart, have only been modest successes. So this weekend should pull Warner out of a summertime slump. You could say The Dark Knight has become a white knight for Warner. And by the way, Warner's looking forward to another big blockbuster this fall. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince is due out in November.
That I will be seeing opening weekend. Thank you so much, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.